Good afternoon.
Hello.
Scott?
Yes.
Dan Perkins, how are you?
Good. Nice to meet you, Dan.
Good to meet you. Are you safe?
I'm safe. I'm out at a farm in Santa Cruz County.
Okay. Good for you.
Are you
tough out there in California at the moment?
Yeah, where are you located?
I live on an island out in the Gulf of Mexico off of southwest Florida called Sanibel.
Oh, wow.
We call it paradise. It's very unusual. We have no street lights. We have no traffic lights. And we have no building taller than the tallest palm tree on the island. And 75% of the island is forever wild.
Oh, wow.
And you got to take a six-mile causeway and a $6 tour tab to get to us.
How long have you been out there?
We first moved here in 2007 as snowbirds, and we are on our third house on the island, and we came here full time in about 2017.
Wow. So you're probably completely isolated from what's going on right now.
Well, we have on the other side of the causeway is Fort Myers, and they've had, I think, one person die of the virus in Fort Myers, but so much stuff has been closed. My wife and I, she hurt her knee, and we went in to get a shot this morning and stopped at the Publix, which is a big grocery store chain, and a lot of stuff not in the store. There was no chicken, no beef, some fresh fish and seafood, but paper goods, forget about it, they're gone, and disinfectant, that's all gone. Bleaches are gone. So
yeah.
People just doing crazy things. But hopefully, it will get better. We'll get better. So I'm excited to talk to you for a couple of reasons. One, you're the first grower who's ever come on the show. And I want to help. Our show is designed to try and help many different facets of the cannabis industry. One of them being people who are interested in growing product. And so what I want to accomplish two things with you today. I want to talk about growing and how you got into it and what you're doing. And number two, I want to talk about your unusual money raising scheme and how it's going.
Okay.
All right. So let's get started. Let me set the timer here so we can... Okay. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome back to the conversation. This is Dan Perkins, and joining us today is somebody that I've wanted to have on the show for a long time. It's a gentleman by the name of Scott Goldie, and he has a company called Goldseed, which is a grower of cannabis products, and I've never had one on. I know a lot of you, my listeners, are interested in the possibility of setting up a growing operation. So hopefully Scott can give us some help. Scott, thank you for joining us in the conversation today.
Thank you, Dan. Thank you for having me on the show.
My pleasure. Tell me, how did you get involved in the business?
So my background has been predominantly in real estate development. And about 5 years ago, we bought our first operating company, which was the Napa Valley Wine Train. And we did that because it had a lot of extra real estate. And so when the laws passed to make cannabis legal in California, we were looking for an opportunity in that space. And we came upon a property in Santa Cruz County, about 100 acres of existing plants that we sell these miniature Christmas tree plants, for instance, at Trader Joe's. That property, that company had a 20-acre parcel that was zoned for cannabis and met all the requirements. So by taking the cash flow from the existing business, we're able to fund the development of our cultivation, You know, the growing process takes a lot of regulatory hurdles. We've gotten through all those hurdles, and we've now started about a 40,000 square foot grow with the capability to grow that to about a 440,000 square foot grow. So that's what we'll
now,
be
is
doing.
That all outside?
No, it's all greenhouse.
All greenhouse. And why did you choose to go greenhouse versus just al natural?
Well, in every county has a, every jurisdiction has a different law. In Santa Cruz County, you can't grow outdoors. So it has to be either an indoor grow or a greenhouse grow.
It's got to be really tough as a person, an entrepreneur who wants to get in this business. And you cross one county line and you got a whole different set of rules than another county line. Must be frustrating.
Yeah, the way California set that up by delegating the actual regulations to the jurisdictions, I think it was a little backwards. I mean, literally, I was in three counties at one time. Almost everything completely different and most of the key variables for your business. So we're predominantly in Santa Cruz County now. We're focused on the grow that we have, and we're really excited about it. I think for a guy like me coming into the industry a few years ago, it's absolutely critical you partner with someone that has all the technical skills of the plant. And we're fortunate to have as a partner a gentleman that's been growing for almost 40 years. And he came out of Humboldt County, which is kind of the gospel, you know, for growing cannabis. So it's been a great partnership.
So I don't ask to embarrass you. I'm just curious. Were you a consumer of the product before you started growing it commercially?
No, I'm still not.
Still not a user. Why not?
No. I just, I know there's edibles and stuff, but I just don't like smoking. I don't like the, you know, physical aspect of it.
Okay. All right. Yeah, the edibles are there, and there's tinctures, and so tell me about Gold Seed.
So Golden Seed, we're a vertically integrated cannabis company and also now hemp, but on the cannabis side, which is our main focus, I think what's unique about Golden Seed,
I'm sorry for interrupting, but just so our people understand, what does it mean, and again, I apologize for interrupting, but we were trying to educate people here. What do you mean when you say vertically integrated?
So we start all the way with creating our own soil. We have a worm farm, and then we're a breeder, so we have seeds. We're a nursery, so we have clones, which is the small plant you use to create the mothers, and, you know, all the way to cultivating. And then we have retail products. We have a pre-rolled joint that has terpene-infused tip. And we also sell flower, and we'll be unveiling some more products. So we go all the way from basically the seed to the stores.
But you don't own it. Do you own any stores?
No, we're not. We are not in the dispensary business yet.
You think you'll get there?
We're evaluating it. You know, there's a lot of different business models. Delivery, particularly with this virus, is, you know, going off the charts, and I think people will like that and probably continue it.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
Yeah.
I live here in Southwest Florida, as we talked before we went on the show. And, you know, I can drive, once I go over the causeway and go back to the mainland, I can drive almost 10 miles in any direction you want to go. And there's nursing home after nursing home or a retirement center or 55 and older. It's just, it's a lot of people. And I would think that you're absolutely right that delivery services are going to change dramatically in demand. It's just like I read an article today about food delivery, that one of the things that because people are not encouraged to go to the stores, Uber and other companies and Peapod and all these companies that make home deliveries are just being inundated. And the article I was reading says it's going to change the way people shop for groceries going forward. And I've always thought that delivery service in Florida, high concentration of retirees, big percentage of the people who use cannabis in Florida are retired north of 60. I just think that it's a tremendous model. And if I'm correct, Scott, do you need a dispensary in order to be a delivery service?
No, if you have a distribution license in California, you can deliver to anyone in the state.
And is it coming out of your inventory, or are you delivering on behalf of a dispensary?
Well, right now we currently don't deliver because we're growing our cultivation, but
right.
we do have a distribution license, so that probably will be a future thing that we're going to be doing.
So under the distribution license, would you be distributing for a regular licensed dispensary, or would you be distributing out of your own warehouse or whatever and delivering to consumers?
Yeah, it'd be the latter, and we could
okay.
take on other companies. I was with a company here in Santa Cruz today that we're discussing exactly that.
I had a gentleman who owns a lot of dispensaries in California, who I've come to know over the last year or so, and he believes, and this is where I want to go next, is your products. He believes that the opportunity is in branding product, not vertically integrated, but to let somebody else be the dispensary, build a product line, create a brand, market the brand, and sell it to the dispensaries, and much like a supermarket. You're getting so much shelf space and you put your product in. What do you think about
right.
that model?
I think he's right. I think, you know, and what I've learned over the last couple of years and talking with a lot of people in the capital markets, I think you create the biggest enterprise value by creating a very strong lifestyle brand. And a lot of those companies are buying, you know, they're really creating predominantly the brand. Someone else is growing the flower.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else is packaging it. And they're just really creating a strong brand. And I do think that's how you create a lot of value in this space.
So in your situation, are you say you're vertically integrated, so you grow it, process it, package it, and sell it to a dispensary to distribute to consumers. So do you have is the Gold Seed, is that your brand, or do you have sub brands in your product line?
Well, Gold Seed's our primary brand now. We are talking to some people that would create a sub-label underneath us. We're also looking at a collaboration with another Santa Cruz-based cannabis company. But, yeah, we expect to grow our brand. You know, I've seen people that have kind of multiple tiers with different brands. We're Golden Seed, we believe, is a premium brand. That's why it's important for us to control the growing of the flower. We're a completely sustainable grower. We don't have any conventional pesticides or chemicals or fertilizers. It's all Mother Nature.
Wow. So if we look at that, so you have a, would it be fair to say organic, or is that too much of a stretch?
Well, no, it really is, but that's a federally regulated term, so we don't use it, but that is how we grow.
Okay. So if I look at your product, the reason why I'm asking about your brand is that I have an interview scheduled with an attorney out of New York who's developed a business model calling franchising. And what
right.
he's looking for is companies that have established a brand and want to expand their brand, but they don't want to build more dispensaries. They want to build more distribution. So he's talking
right.
about putting together a deal to license the brand at another dispensary.
Right. Yeah, we've looked at that in terms of licensing our genetics in other states. So,
mm-hmm.
for instance, a group up in Washington State, we've talked to about licensing the Golden State brand and selling it under their kind of umbrella. They're already
mm-hmm.
450 dispensaries in Washington State. Talked to folks in Arizona kind of on the same concept. We haven't done it yet, but that would be the way I think it would be smart to kind of expand, at least initially.
So when you look at you're in California and you're talking about Washington and Nevada, you can't
right.
really transport the product over state lines. So how do you create an alliance with somebody in Washington or Nevada?
Well, you can, if you have seeds and certain genetics, you can go across state lines.
So you can't take the finished product across the state line, but you could take the genetics and the seeds.
Yes.
Yeah, this gentleman up in Sacramento was telling me that he believes there are over 2,000 brands in the cannabis retail market at the moment. And there is nobody, and he said it twice, nobody that has any dominant position in the marketplace. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I tend to agree with that. There's some people that are breaking out a little bit, I think. Caliba is a big one. But I agree, it's very much a diffused market with a lot of brands, you know, really trying to establish and grow. And the regulatory environment hasn't helped it out because there's been a lot of stops and starts with a lot of the companies.
Right. Now, you said you were also growing hemp?
Yeah, we are growing hemp, but only for finished products. So we're in a collaboration right now with a group that's going to grow, or not grow, they're going to manufacture hemp cigarettes, which is kind of an emerging market. And our genetics in hemp are really, I think, at the forefront of that smokable hemp. That's very high terpene profiles, the flavor and the aroma of the plant. And that's what's really important in a hemp cigarette.
Would you try it?
I've tried a hemp cigarette, yeah.
And what do you think?
It's very calming. I think the CBD, it's like a calming, like, you know, kind of brings your anxiety levels down. And some of them really do have good flavor.
Now, you're doing something in the few minutes we have left. You're doing something that's not unprecedented, but unprecedented in the cannabis industry. And you're selling an opportunity online to invest in your company for as little as $100. Tell our listeners how that works.
Well, so we were qualified, the first cannabis company qualified by the SEC to do this type of fundraising. It's only been around for about 3 years. It was part of the Jobs Act that came out of the last downturn.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a really good securities counsel that's done a number of these Regulation A offerings, and we reached out to him, and he said, yeah, I think it's possible. So I think the fact we're first has a lot to do with the fact that most people thought you couldn't do it, you know, being a cannabis company.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not inexpensive and it's not quick, but we worked our way through that process, got qualified, and then we launched on January 6th, and it's been very successful. I think to go back to your earlier point about creating brand, this to us is not only a way to raise capital, but it's really a way to establish a broad footprint for our brand.
Right.
I mean, today we have investment applications from 50 states and 49 states, and we're in 20 countries. And we have about 1,500 people that have applied. So the difference between application and investment is it takes a clearing process to convert. So it takes about 2 to 3 weeks from someone making the commitment to the funds being dispersed, and they become an official investor.
So how much have you raised since you started?
We don't like to disclose the numbers, but, you know, it's over. I'd rather not.
It's yours. It's not mine. I'm just paid to ask the questions. So is this something that you would, and the purpose of this was to raise capital to do what?
Well, we're going to invest in our infrastructure, keep building out our greenhouses. Mm-hmm. There'll be some money for marketing to help, you know, build the brand. And then we'll pay down some debt. But if you think about it, I mean, it's really threefold. You're raising capital, and, you know, our offering's for $10 million. It could be open as long as a year, and I think we'll raise a significant amount of capital. But you're also creating brand ambassadors that are out there promoting Golden Seed. They have ownership in that company, and they're really pushing it through their social media channels. And they're going to be asking dispensaries to carry their product. And then, you know, if you think about it, we'll be one of the first cannabis companies in the country to have a national footprint. Granted, it won't be as big in other states, but we're already in every state, you know, creating some brand awareness. So we think those three things make this a, you know, ideal vehicle for cannabis.
So unfortunately, Scott, we're out of time, and I'm going to ask you to come back real soon, and we can continue this conversation. But for now, Scott, how do people get information about your offering and about your company?
So for the offering, it's owngoldenseed.com. You just go on there. It's a very easy, straightforward process. And our company's website is gseed.com.
Gseed.com. And the offering is Golden Seed?
Owngoldenseed.com.
OwnGoldenSeed.com. We've been talking with an entrepreneur who's a forward thinker and a creative guy, Scott Goldie of Golden Seed. And thank you for joining us on the conversation today, sir.
Thank you so much for having me. Bye now.
If you didn't hear all of this great conversation with Scott, you can go to W420RadioNetwork.com and you can listen to this interview and others on the archive section of W420RadioNetwork.com. This is Dan Perkins, and we'll be right back.